Today's Washing Tech episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at washingtech.com/book. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And also Warby Parker. Get a free 5-day home try-on at warbyparkertrial.com/joe. 5 pairs, 5 days, and the try-on is 100% free. That's warbyparkertrial.com/joe.
Creators online really depend on the open internet for a reliable, non-discriminated connection to their subscribers and to their followers. So we're really excited to be able to speak on behalf of creators and also just Latino consumers who want to be able to tell authentic stories online.
Welcome to the Washing Tech Tech Policy Podcast. We deliver the latest tech policy news and brightest tech policy experts to you. Wherever you are, so that you can stay productive, relevant, and informed in less time. From Washington, D.C., it's the Washing Tech Tech Policy Podcast with Joe Miller.
The Mueller report finds Russians tried to hack Hillary's emails within 5 hours after Trump called for it. The CIA warns the world about Huawei, and Zachary Ryan is my guest. Hey, everybody. The Mueller report on Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election found that Russians attempted to hack into Hillary Clinton's emails just 5 hours after Trump called for Moscow to do so while he was on the campaign trail.
I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
It's just one of the many, many lies and deceptive tactics both Russia and the Trump administration employed during the 2016 presidential campaign. The CIA told spy agencies abroad last week that the China's People's Liberation Army, the National Security Commission, and a third branch of the Chinese State Intelligence Network have funded Chinese telecom giant Huawei to supply 5G technology to Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. We reported back in December that Canada arrested Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, for allegedly defrauding multiple financial institutions in order to evade sanctions against Iran. The DOJ has since charged Meng with fraud, and Huawei is currently banned from doing business in the U.S. Huawei is suing the U.S. for the ban, saying that, in part, that the ban is politically motivated. Business Insider reported last week that in 2016, Facebook unintentionally uploaded, and that's unintentionally in quotes, some 1.5 million of Facebook users' emails in order to develop new products and services. Facebook says it's deleting the data. BuzzFeed News reported that Twitter left up death threats made against Representative Ilhan Omar. The threats came after President Trump tweeted spliced footage of the congresswoman alongside footage of the September 11th attacks. Twitter said it left the threats up so that Capitol Police could investigate. Meanwhile, the EU Parliament voted in a measure that would fine social media companies for leaving up extremist content for too long. The DOJ's antitrust division told Sprint and T-Mobile last week that the proposed $26 billion merger of the two companies in its current form is unlikely to be approved. That's according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. In an investigative report, the New York Times has found that law enforcement agencies are increasingly relying on Google's Sensor Vault technology as an evidence repository to identify devices that were present at crime scenes. Some of the data dates back several years. Law enforcement officials interviewed in the report claim the search data it obtains from Google is only used to supplement additional evidence it collects from suspects. Reuters reports that Microsoft turned down an unnamed California law enforcement agency after the agency asked the company to install facial recognition technology in squad cars and body cams. Microsoft President Brad Smith said the agency's use of the technology would lead to a negative impact on women and people of color because thus far it has only been tested on white males. You can find links to all of these stories in the show notes and also in our Twitter feed, and our handle is @WashingTech. Stay with us. watching Tech Policy Podcast listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. You can listen at the gym, in the car, or on your morning run. How about Quiet by Susan Cain?
Though shyness per se was unacceptable, reserve was a mark of good breeding. But with the advent of the culture of personality, the value of formality began to crumble.
You can download Quiet free by trying audible.com. Sign up for your free audiobook and 30-day trial today at washingtech.com/book.
Tech policy is global policy. This is the Washing Tech Policy Podcast, serving the world.
Zachary Ryan is my guest today. She serves as policy counsel at the National Hispanic Media Coalition, where she advocates on behalf of the Latino community on Capitol Hill and beyond. Previously, Zachary served as policy counsel fellow at Public Knowledge. Her other fellowships have included time at Amazon, the D.C. Office Attorney General, and the Arizona Department of Education. She's also a member of the inaugural class of Google Next Gen Policy Leaders, where she co-leads a working group focused on creative policy solutions for intellectual property and social justice. Zachary also serves as VP and co-founder of the Joey Ryan Foundation, a 501c3 created in honor of her late brother that focuses on empowering young people with disabilities. She received her JD from GW, BA in political science and media relations from Arizona State, and is admitted to the State Bar of Texas. Please welcome Zachary Ryan. Hey, Zachary.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Great. So last time you were on, you were at Public Knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. I was there for about a year. I did a fellowship there. So, I mean, time really flies.
Tell me about it. But last time you were on was back on episode 123, and now you're at NHMC.
Yeah. So I started last fall as a policy counsel at the National Hispanic Media Coalition. It's actually kind of full circle. I was a fellow there when I was in law school. So it was kind of nice to come back as a real lawyer now. But I primarily focus on our broadband access issues. So a lot of net neutrality, a lot of digital divide, lifeline, advocacy, and things like that.
So Francella Chula was on back in September, episode 153, to give us an update on NHMC's work. Here's some of what she said.
If we are not getting the public on our side in terms of the communications that we need, what they need in their communities, and the resources that they need to make that happen, then we have failed them.
So Zachary, what's changed at NHMC over the last 6 months or so?
So, you know, with the turn of the new Congress this year, especially the leadership in the House, we've really seen a ramp up on a lot of the issues that we work on. The biggest one, of course, is net neutrality. We're really excited to have some rules back on the books, hopefully, and, you know, that our advocacy for almost a decade now has really brought us to this moment. You know, our California office really works primarily in Hollywood, but it's so great to be able to intertwine some of our work on net neutrality because creators online really depend on the open internet for, you know, a reliable, non-discriminated connection to their subscribers and to their followers. And so we're really excited to be able to speak on behalf of creators and also just Latino consumers who want to be able to tell authentic stories online.
And then there was a cancellation of One Day at a Time. For folks who aren't aware, what happened with that?
Yeah, so this was something that, you know, it was really upsetting for us. One Day at a Time, especially me personally, it was one of my favorite shows. It really was this, you know, beautiful picture of a Latino American family, a Cuban American family that was going through a lot of the same things that people, you know, everyday people are in this country. And it was really tackling, you know, issues of mental health, of, you know, some LGBTQ issues. And so we're really, really disappointed that Netflix has canceled this. You know, we're, as an organization, we're good friends with a lot of the cast members. And for us, it really is just another step in this trend that we see that whether it's a streaming service or, you know, we had that big Paramount Pictures protest last year. It's part of this trend that these big Hollywood types or streaming services don't value Latino audiences. And when they do, we see just very stereotypical shows. And so it's a really big loss for us to lose One Day at a Time, but we're still crossing our fingers that someone else will pick it up.
So let's turn to the census, your blog post on Tech Dirt. Tell us about the issues you're seeing around the census and what the risks are for Latino communities.
Yeah, so the 2020 census will be the first census primarily conducted online. And we have over a third of Latino families and a lot of other communities of color that don't have access to the internet at home. And so when you put that up against the pending citizenship question and these just really out of nowhere budget cuts to the Census Bureau, we are really trying to fight against what we would call worst case scenario, where we have an even larger undercount for the Latino community than we have seen before. And so, you know, this is not technically a new issue. Latinos have been undercounted in the census really since the beginning of the census. It wasn't until the year 2000 that the census even listed anything like Latino or Hispanic onto the census. Before, we just had options that were very narrow, like Mexican or something like that. And so that's problematic for, you know, a lot of reasons that I won't get into. But the Census Bureau just came out with a study this year where they studied different focus groups and they asked them whether or not they would participate in the census and why. And so what they found is that over a third of participants who said they would not participate was because of low digital literacy levels. And so that's a huge problem for us. They also found that one third of the people they serviced preferred to do a paper census form. So that number even grows when you are surveying the elderly or the uneducated. And so this is something that we think is going to be ongoing. We're about a year out from the census starting next year. And so NHMC is just, we're going to try to, you know, keep up on the beat on this and try to make sure that Latinos are counted, because this is something that's going to go, that will affect, you know, our future for at least the next 10 years.
Well, Dak, it's always great having you on. You're a regular now.
Yes, I sure hope so.
So now let's turn to the icebreaker and hear about what you're reading these days. It's time for this week's icebreaker. Ready?
Yes.
All right, what's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Well, I like to be places that are eternally summer so that it never gets to winter. But if I have to be somewhere like I am right now on the East Coast, I love to be by the water, whether it's the pool, the lake, the river, you name it.
What are some new ways that you've found, Dak, to sort of streamline your work and get it done faster and more effectively? Because I feel like it's something I always struggle with, and I'm always interested in seeing how other folks are handling it.
Yeah, so 2019 is my year of me. And so I really have tried to focus on self-care and drawing boundaries and really taking time to kind of check in with myself. I think especially in the tech policy world, a lot of us get burned out, or, you know, we just wear hustle as a badge. And I think for me personally, whenever I take care of myself, whenever I take time to, you know, to breathe, I see a real spike in my productivity levels.
What are you reading these days?
I just finished Finding Your Path. That's Oprah's latest book. I think it just dropped maybe like 2 weeks ago. And it's a really great collection of stories and quotes about finding your purpose in life and how to navigate through some of the tough adulthood things.
Well, thanks again, Dak, for joining me. It's always fun. And I saw your presentation at Georgetown Law School a couple weeks ago. So that was really, really informative and really great. So thank you for that. And but give us some takeaways, some final thoughts you'd like to leave us with before we close, and where we can find you online.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think definitely stay tuned on net neutrality and stuff coming up on the census. Feel free to follow NHMC on Twitter. It's just at NHMC. And then I'm just at Dakri Ryan.
And you've been listening to Dakri Ryan, Policy Counsel at the National Hispanic Media Coalition. Dak, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Joe.
That concludes episode 182 of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what we do, we'd love to hear from you. Please take a moment. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Give it a review. It helps others know what they can expect and really helps us out. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you back here next week. Take care.
Washing Tech.